Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, the ELC pastors had their pastoral conference, which is part study of Scripture and the Lutheran Confessions, part reports on various things, particularly from the ELC chairman, part worship, part mutual sharing, and there's usually a pub meal somewhere in there as well. The conference is called the Barnes Conference, after the Lutheran martyr Robert Barnes, who was burnt at the stake in Smithfield, London, in 1540. I've always thought it sobering to be reminded that the Christian faith is not about making friends with the world, but about serving the world through speaking and living the cross, and the world might put that to the test. The recent Barnes Conference, I believe, was an excellent time of fellowship, care and support for each other. It provided an uplift and encouragement to the ministry here in the ELCE. This time there was something unusual. We each received a book as a gift, a donation from a person who had discovered the book and thought it a wonderful resource. It was a book about helping people to plan funerals, particularly their own. And of course people should plan their funeral, scripture readings and hymns in particular, so that their family and their pastor know their wishes. It brought to mind the occasion a few years back in Brandon, where Ascension is, where a lady had left instructions requesting that I conduct her funeral, and I was contacted and agreed to meet the family, only to be rung before the meeting by the funeral director to say that the family had subsequently decided, since they weren't religious, to have the funeral as they wished and totally ignored the deceased's wishes. I conducted a funeral recently with our liturgy, and one of the comments I received was how nice it was to attend a traditional funeral. There is a lot of dissonance surrounding death. We know death is part of our world, but we don't want it close to us, and so we push it away, put off dealing with it, deny it, and try to hide from it with celebrations and things that make us feel comfortable, very religious light, so to speak. Even funeral celebrants can have the Lord's Prayer in their services. Critics of religion say that religion exists because humanity finds death so final and so traumatic and seeks some solace. Of course, that depends on the solace. Christianity doesn't deny the trauma, horror, finality of our experience of death. Christianity doesn't minimize it, because Jesus died. Somehow, it is mysterious. God took death and everything about it into himself, and defeated its power so that those in Christ can live with death's tyranny defeated. That is why a Christian funeral begins with a baptismal reference. In baptism, we are linked to Jesus' death and resurrection. In baptism, we have been born again, which means we live with two lives and one death. Do the maths. In Jesus, you always have life. That is important to remember as we live in a world that won't regard us as friends, whether we have our funeral planned or not. But why not put some of your wishes down on paper anyway? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, since you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption and to deliver us from the power of the enemy by his glorious resurrection, grant us so to die daily to sin, so that we may live forever with him who died and rose again for us and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.